Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules. Rule number one, no touching of the hair or face.
Of course.
Go.
And that's it. Go. Now, let's do this.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. That broadcast school has really paid off.
And what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition, an episode of Destruction 101. I am your host, Dave Sturcio, here brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network and the B Plus Player Radio Network. This is episode 5 on Wednesday, January 17th. I hope everybody's having a good week. I know I am. We've launched a lot of cool things this week, including the Daily Dose of Dave, which I'm actually recording right now simultaneously. So I'm definitely a multitasker here. I'm going to shut this bad boy off real quick because I got to edit that vlog later. But we are here live once again. Like I said, hope everybody's enjoying their week. You can definitely subscribe to this podcast via Facebook, facebook.com/destruction101. Find it there. Find it on iTunes. Find it on Stitcher. Find it on Audio Boom. Find it on shit. Everywhere you could possibly think of. This podcast is available for you to download. Also, my YouTube channel, I've promoted it enough until I was blue in the face. You can definitely go check that out as well. I dropped episode number 1 of the Daily Dose of Dave. I think it was a pretty cool hit. I think it was it had a lot, you know, it had some legs for the first night. I'm very proud of it. Very proud of my editing skills. I didn't think I was any good at that. You know, adding little graphics here and there, trying to make it as raw as possible, but at the same time kind of boost a couple things that were, you know, kind of funny. Kind of gave you a summary of what it's going to be about. Et cetera. But like I said, hope everybody's enjoying their week. We got a couple things we could talk about because first of all, first and foremost, we have the Create a Pro show going down this week, Saturday in New York. I'm very excited about it because it's my debut show for that company. I know it sounds silly, but you know, it is, you know, it's WrestlePro, but it's not. It's Create-A-Pro. It's totally different. The talent there is totally different. We see a lot of cool faces there. The Johnny Silvers of the world, the Alex Reynolds of the world on the independent scene. So I'm excited to see all those guys, along with the Bear Bronsons and the Johnny Clashes and Smart Mark Sterlings in action. And you know what? I get to meet a lot of those guys that I've never really, you know, come in contact with. You know, over the time that I've been doing this. So I'm very excited. I'm very thankful and I'm grateful. Thank you, Pat Buck. Thank you, Brian Myers, Kurt Hawkins. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I'm excited about it. And then obviously in just about 18 days or 17 days, as you're listening to this, we have the very first show of 2018 for WrestlePro, Brace for Impact. So I think next week, me and Sean Donovan are going to link up and throw together a nice little joint episode to preview some of the matches, including his, where he goes one-on-one with Moose. I know it was reported that he was hurt during the Impact tapings, but supposedly, you know, supposedly he's good to go. And, you know, we're excited. We're excited about all the matches, everybody coming in. Obviously, the debut of Emma, a.k.a. or now known as Tennille, will be taking on Angelina Love. And, you know, so like I said, we'll preview that next week. Me and Sean Donovan will sit down, put a couple things on paper, and then see what we can do. But, yes, Create a Pro week this week. Daily Dose of Dave. The Daily Dose of Dave debuted. Like I said, very, very excited about that. Very thankful for all the subscribers. I know I only got like 61 or something like that. Like, listen to me saying something like that. Like, I'm not checking every fucking 3 minutes. But, yeah, no, I'm really excited about that. And I'm also very excited about, you know, Charles Westcott Entertainment that's finally given me a date. Let me just send a text real quick. Recording podcast, don't effing call me. No, I was being very nice. But like I said, CWE is about to jump off. There might even be a relationship between CWE and WrestlePro. That's also in the works because, you know what? We need it. We need the DJ equipment. We need the lights. We need things to look just as good as ever for our big show in February on the 3rd from the Rahway Rec Center. Barring any snow, we're all, you know, crossing fingers. We know Pat Buck is linked to all the craziest storms, you know, including Hurricane Sandy and Nemo that came in a couple years back when Jerry Lynn was supposed to come in. His luck with weather has not been the best. So if we can get a nice brisk day, I'll take a 40 degree day, cloudy, overcast. I don't give a shit. As long as it's not 4 feet of snow outside and people can get there, because pre-sale is at an all-time high. Front row sold out. Second row sold out. Third row is about to be sold out, according to Kevin Matthews. I was talking to him earlier this morning, or in Kevin Matthews' time, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, which is early this morning for him. But because he just got back from recording 6 days worth of Impact Wrestling, So what was I saying? Okay, so first, second, third row possibly sold out. The bleachers are going to be packed. I'm excited because, you know, the last couple shows have been good, but they can be better. And I know bringing in the talent like we are with Impact Wrestling, plus the girls wrestling match to main event it all, is bringing in a new dynamic, a new crowd. I'm excited about it, and we're really going to tear it up. And I got a good feeling about all the guys that are coming in, and I got a great feeling about the guys that are being used to take on the talent from Impact. I'm talking, you know, Matt McIntosh and Anthony Bowens. Like I said, we'll get into all this next week, but I'm just really jazzed up about to see my boys, you know, Bowens and McIntosh with Eli Drake. And then you got Fala taking on Alberto El Patron. There's so much going on. Chris Payne gets Matt Sydal finally. You know, we had that match scheduled last year, and it never happened because that whole Creskill show never happened because they're a joke. But anyway, like I said, it's really exciting time. We have February 3rd. We have March, 2 days in March. We're skipping April, and then we have 2 days in May. Battle Club Pro is also, you know, I'm not going to totally forget about my boys over there. I run that joint, on screen, that is. But shout out to, you know, Money Morales and Carlos busting ass right there, getting the right people in the building. A lot of girls wrestling. Like, listen, and I told you guys this a couple weeks ago, it shouldn't be like this revolutionary thing. It shouldn't be like, oh my God, you know, they're featuring this amount of girls matches or anything like that. It should be the regular. I mean, they're busting their ass just as hard as the guys, so why not be featured? You know, you're going to see Mia Yim there. You're going to see, I'm assuming Jordan Grace. I don't know. I'm pretty sure. If not, you know, the next month, or if not, I'll call her up and make sure we get her on the, whatchamacall, on the next show. But like I said, it's a really cool time to be a WrestlePro fan and an employee of the company. You know, there's been so many thoughts going around in my head. Like, I get it. I take on a lot of stuff, you know, between trying to get a YouTube thing going and the podcast and my CWE stuff. I still have dreams and aspirations to run my own company or buy in to here, because I believe in this product. I believe in the future of this product. I keep trying to up the ante as far as my performance. I try to bring the best, you know, production value, and always link up with Carlos. I know there's going to be a lot of things going on with Twitch. I'm not familiar with it yet, but I'm going to, you know, familiarize myself with it. You know, like I said, just very, very exciting stuff and an exciting time to be an employee for WrestlePro. So, let me X off this real quick. A couple things are jumping out on me at this computer. A lot of this computer is on like overload now. It's got all these clips and trying to edit this, between editing the podcast and editing the Daily Dose of Dave. I'm still trying to brand myself, still trying to market myself. I have a bunch of matches on there if you want to check them out. Dan Moff taking on Pat Buck in a barbed wire match. I have Nikos Rikos versus Crowbar, and I've reached out to Crowbar because I think there's a really cool event coming up that's a WrestlePro event, but not necessarily all the WrestlePro guys. I've inquired about being the ring announcer for that show. He told me it might be a hometown guy, kind of like a favor to somebody, which is totally cool. I'm not bitter. I don't get upset. Like, I've reached out. Today, I actually reached out to a couple companies, one being the Monster Factory with Danny Cage, and that was because LSG told me, you know, do it. You know, reach out, drop Mario Bakar's name, drop Falaba. You know, these are all my guys. So, and Danny Cage has a great relationship with those guys, bringing them into the Monster Factory. I even think Bobby Wayward was down there a couple times. So I'm excited about that. I reached out to, I believe, Northeast Wrestling, NEW. I believe they're in, shit, I don't even know. But I saw them on Instagram. I said, you know what, let's take a shot. I mean, you, like, I know it sounds cliche, but you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, okay? And like I said, not bitter if somebody comes back and says we're all set, or you know, we have a commentary team in place, or whatever the case may be. I know my value. I know what I can bring to the table, and the excitement I can bring to the product, especially if they're trying to network it, put it on DVDs, bring it to Title Match Wrestling, give it to the High Spot Network. Speaking of those guys, shout out to the High Spot Podcast, who just keep cranking out material and awesome interview after awesome interview. I've listened to them all. I've really enjoyed their work as well. So, yeah, like I said, just kind of putting a bow on that one. It's an exciting time for myself to try to really kind of push at this brand thing. And you know, I've talked to a couple inspirational people over the last couple days, and just people that give me kind of motivation and just excitement, you know what I mean? Like, just they get behind you, and if you surround yourself with the right people, you're always going to be motivated to do better. You're always going to be motivated to do more. I found myself today, you know, I did a lot of, you know, it'll be released tonight as I record this, so it'll be released last night, and hopefully it'll be picking up steam like the first one. But I kind of documented my entire day today. I know it might not be interesting or anything like that, but it's just all me trying new things, trying to edit myself, trying to kind of bring it all together to give everybody an idea of what I do on the regular. I mean, some people go to their 9 to 5 and they're miserable, okay? I get up at, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, and I get to work, and I get to work with, you know, phenomenal people I care very much about. You know, I work with great students, you know, who by the way, this was another issue. There's a couple issues at work today I'll kind of touch on right now. But, you know, first of all, I walked into a sandstorm. I walked in and all of my students started quoting my Daily Dose of Dave. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, no. Like, come on. These are 11, 12-year-old kids watching YouTube. And I get I'm not trying to limit myself of my audience. However, you know, I claim to not have a filter and curse a little bit and do this, that, and the other. And I don't want everybody in my school knowing that I'm doing. And then I told one of my friends, my coworkers at work, hey, can you share this for me? And then I'm like, what a fucking moronic move that was. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, this is now it's going to be, you know, all her teacher friends that I'm not friends with on purpose. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not friends with everybody at work because I don't need everybody knowing all my business. As much as I'm trying to get out there, I'm pretty sure, you know, if the principal heard that I'm, you know, on a podcast and I'm influencing kids to say wrong things, I'll be out of a job. So, but anyway, on a more serious note today, and I didn't go public with this on like Facebook or anything like that. I still might because it's a very scary situation. I was in a class with my two students. You know, I tend not to like hover over them. You know what I mean? Like, they're very independent. They know what they're doing. They're very smart kids. So they, you know, they don't need me at all times. So I kind of just hover. I kind of like from the distance, I help them. You know, I'm not like on their shoulder like, hey, if you need help, I'm right here. You know what I mean? Like, they don't like that. I don't like that. It doesn't work out very well. So I'm sitting next to another student. And he's doing a quiz, and I'm like, all right, you know, I look over to my left, and he's cruising. He's cruising with this quiz, and I'm like, wow, this kid's really fucking, he's killing it right now. And it's Spanish, nonetheless, so I know for a fact that I would, like, if he even looked at me and said, hey, man, I need help, I'm like, you're shit out of luck, because I only know a couple sentences, and they're not appropriate. So out of nowhere, you know, I was telling one of my students to pay attention to the instruction, and I got a tug at my arm. And I look to my left, and the kid's eyes are locked with me, but he's like frozen, and he stiffens up, and the kid had a seizure. The kid had a seizure right in front of me, and I've never experienced anything like this before. It was the most traumatic thing I've ever been around, and I'm not trained on it per se. I've seen the movies. I've seen what to do when it comes to seizures, like common sense kind of shit. And that's what I did. You know, the kid was going down like a ton of bricks. So I put my hand under his head. So when his whole body hit the floor, I braced for impact, I guess. You know what I mean? Like a play on words, but like, you know, his you know, my hand hit the floor and not his head, and then he's convulsing, and I'm like, oh boy, like what do I do? You know what I mean? Like I don't know. I know CPR, I know the AED machines that are all in these schools because I had to do all this training when I became a coach. So I know a little bit. So I see, you know, obviously the seizures come with convulsions and sometimes foam out the mouth, and I just knew to turn him over onto his side, and I'm like, oh, God forbid, you know, he chokes on his own spit or whatever. But it was this, we had to remove all the kids from the room. It was scary. And you know what, at one point, you know, I made sure the other teacher was there next to him, and I said, take him, because I gotta get the nurse, you know, because we're ringing the nurse thing, like the little bell or whatever, and you know, there's like a delay on the response, and I'm like, F this shit. So I literally told the teacher, hold him here, I'm going to get the nurse. When I say, and people looked at me like I had, like I was possessed, I ran faster than I haven't run this fast, no bullshit, since high school. And I'm paying for it now because my left hamstring, it has not been this sore ever. And, you know, I rushed, we called 911, you know, the kid's okay and everything's okay. And he has a history of it. So it's not like this is out of nowhere, but let me tell you something, man, being in my field, it is some scary shit sometimes. And I haven't had to deal with any of that. Last year, you know, I'm chasing around problematic kids all year round. I mean, they're doing laps around the school, so I'm kind of jogging behind them, making sure nothing's going wrong. And like I said, my students this year are just more or less like just need a little assistance sometimes. You know what I mean? This kid is not my student, but he was sitting right next to me, and all this shit happens. And I'm just like, you got to be kidding. Like, I can't believe this is happening. So the rest of the day, I'm just like in total, utter disbelief that something like this could happen on my watch, and it's scary. And thank the good Lord above. And like I said, I'm not religious by any stretch. I mean, I'm a Catholic, but like, you know, I don't go to church every Sunday. But thank God that this kid was able to come to right before he left, and kind of just clear the cobwebs and just get to the hospital. And I, you know, I followed up with everybody at the end of the day to make sure he was okay. And it was scary, man. Scary, scary shit. With that, I know it's kind of weird to take a break now, but we will take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little NFL. The playoffs were out of control this weekend, and it just makes you appreciate the game of football just so much more. So we'll be back right after this, and we'll talk all that. No questions this week. I'm just going to fly right through it so I can edit some of my other shit, but we'll be right back after this.
We got here, so we go to the club, nigga. Wasn't on that beat, oh. R.I.P. We just killed the club. Track patrol, not the bottle, almost killed the thug. Right now I'm so high, I can't feel the truck. Too many haters in the air, I don't feel the love. Look, R.I.P. Yeah, R.I.P. Yeah, R.I.P. Yeah, R.I.P. What? R.I.P. We just killed the club. Track patrol, to the head, almost killed the thug. I'm
in a brand. Who chains? Oh, wow, I'm coughing. Love that song. So welcome back, everybody. Hope you enjoyed your 3-second break. I had to go take care of a couple things, including go to the bathroom. So it happens. It's a real break. It's not like I just take a break and fill time. I actually do stuff. So here it is. The NFL playoffs last week. And let me tell you, first of all, my plans. I went out Saturday, and I got completely annihilated. Not a good look, but it was my boy's birthday. We went out to his house. It was a house party, I guess you could say. All of his boys were there. A couple of my best friends were there. The wolf pack was in the house, and we had a good time, man. We drank some beers, hung out, watched the NFL playoffs. You know, the Patriots game, I can't even get into that because it was just so ridiculously bad. We all knew what was going to happen. The Titans didn't stand a chance, but that Eagles-Falcons game, man, first of all, you talk about a way to not start off the weekend. I am desperately rooting against the Eagles to make it to the Super Bowl. It's a very, very possible scenario now that they're in the NFC Championship game and they will be taking on the Minnesota Vikings. Now, that Vikings and Saints game, it will definitely go down as one of the craziest games I've ever watched. And It's funny because, you know, Craig Steele is a huge Saints fan, and I picked the Saints to go to the Super Bowl this year, and, you know, when the playoffs started. And my picks, first of all, have been atrocious. Atrocious. I think at how many games were there so far? Were there 8? I might be 2-6 or something like that. Like, it's bad. And I'm not usually this bad. So if you want to pick against me this week, by all means, do it and make yourself some money. But yeah, the NFL playoffs, that game in particular, you know, the Vikings got off to a really good start. The running game was working. The through the air was working. Adam Thielen's a beast. It's just something to be said about Case Keenum, man. I can't believe I'm saying that because, I mean, like, he's just, he's not your everyday, he's not your all-star, he's not your all-pro, you know what I mean? And it's a weird thing and a weird dynamic to see him do so well, but maybe it was the system. Maybe he needed this kind of system to excel and succeed. But, you know, he had an early lead, and I told, you know, Craig, who was about to jump off a cliff early, I said, there's a lot of football left, and your quarterback is Drew Brees. I don't discount this at all to be a great comeback story and then just shut it down. And the Saints win and march on to the NFC Championship. But when there's, like, no time left and Case Keenum takes a shot, and I've never seen such a bad missed tackle in all my life. He went for the hit stick, if you play Madden. He went for the boom and whiffed. And Stephon Diggs catches that ball. And I don't like Joe Buck, but his call was fantastic. Like I said, I'm not the biggest fan of his, but boy, oh boy, was I excited. And he excited me. And of course, the next day, you know, you get the Titanic song behind it. And it's just, it was surreal. And I know the golden rule of being a fan. If your team loses, you know, when my Cowboys lose and, you know, we're eliminated from playoff contention, or we lost last year to the Packers on the last second thing, or whatever the case may be, people know to leave me alone and not talk to me at all, because I can't handle it. There's no way. Like, I'm ready to jump off a bridge and eat a bullet and all this other shit. Like, it's bad. So I knew not to text Craig until I saw that he kind of showed signs of life on social media, saying, you know, he's alive, but this is bullshit, blah, blah, blah. This one hurts, blah, blah, blah. So I knew he was alive. So I texted him and I told him, I'm like, there's no words. It's an upsetting thing. And you know what? Like, everybody who says that it's just a game and that I take it too serious, or anybody else like a Craig would take it too serious, and they get invested behind their teams and crazy about their teams, like, go scratch. Because look, two grown men have to console each other and talk about it like they just lost a dog, okay? Like, it's a big deal to us. And if you don't have the passion for it, that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, there's too many fair-weather fans out there that truly don't give a shit either way, and that's totally cool too. There are there's different levels of being a fan. But if you're a fan of the NFL, you appreciated the entire weekend of games, minus the Patriots game, even the Jaguars and Steelers, man. Like, the Steelers, high-powered offense. You know, Big Ben is a legend. Antonio Brown's probably the best receiver in the league next to Julio Jones, maybe 1A, 1B. Okay, and then you got Le'Veon Bell, who's re-revolutionizing how to run the rock. You know, literally pausing, like putting the game on pause, picking his hole, and then running. Like, it's ridiculous. I've never seen anything like it. So, you know, to see that juggernaut of a team go against an incredible defense that the Jaguars have had all year round. I mean, for Christ's sakes, they were calling themselves Saxonville. Okay, so, like, they get pressure on the quarterback. They stop the run. They have amazing, amazing secondary, two former Cowboys. But they, like, it's just, they have the team. And you look at the other side of the ball and you have Blake Bortles. And you think to yourself, okay, they've been calling this guy trash all year round. And for him to lead this team back after, you know, they were up early and big and they kept it. And that's the real formula to a good football team. If you can grind it out, like, you're going to give up your big plays. Antonio Brown is an absolute animal when it comes to throwing a 50-50 ball up, and he just goes up, grabs it, and that's it. Touchdown, boom. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But if you can hold on to this, run the ball, run the clock out, have good possessions, keep putting points on the board, That's a recipe for a win, and the Jaguars held on, man. And I, you know, kudos to them. I know my friend Jess is pumped as shit. She's literally, I think Phil Dito is a fan of WrestlePro. He's a Jaguars fan, and I believe Bonesaw, if you remember Bonesaw, Mike Dennis is a big Jaguars fan. So that's three Jaguar fans that I know that are consistently Jaguar fans every year. So it's not like they're coming out of the woodwork. It's funny. My boy Kevin sent me a picture of a Jimmy Smith jersey and a Matt Jones jersey. If you remember Matt Jones, he was kicked out of the league real quick. Big cokehead. But he was a receiver, a white dude from the Jaguars. He was a Jaguars fan back in the day, but I think he kind of shifted over to the Jets, which, again, I'm not going to get into the whole front-running slash changing teams as a grown man. I'm not going to get into that. But whatchamacallit. So now you have this recipe where they shut down one of the highest-powered offenses in the league, and now you have a date with Tom Brady. Blake Bortles versus Tom Brady. I know it sounds weird coming out of my mouth. It sounds weird when I look at it on paper. But, you know, I said all roads have to go through New England, and that's the truth. Like, it's obviously they're in New England in the AFC Championship. Their seventh straight AFC Championship game. Like, are you kidding? Like, Jesus Christ, give somebody else a turn. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of crazy. But, like I said, it's Jacksonville going to New England, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the road stops, okay? I want Jacksonville to win. I like an underdog, but I just like Tom Brady that much better when it comes to skill, getting it done when it counts. I'm picking the Patriots in this game. Final score 23-17. Bortles throws an interception at the end of the game to end their season, and then obviously then you open up the floodgates and you wonder, can Bortles be your guy next year? We'll figure that out when that time comes, but I like the Patriots 23-17. Flipping on over to the NFC, you have quite the story. You know, the Eagles are in there with Nick Foles as their quarterback. They get the job done. They beat the more experienced Atlanta Falcons team in Philadelphia. So the home field advantage obviously came through. And then you have this miracle in Minnesota, you know, with Case Keenum, Stephon Diggs, the running game that they have between Murray and McKinnon. The defense is just led by Xavier Rhodes. He's a shutdown corner. I would love, obviously, nothing more than the Vikings to win this game and keep the Cinderella story going. Do I think they win? I don't. I don't think they keep it up. I think they get their asses frozen in Philadelphia this Sunday, and it's going to be very upsetting, but we're going to have a rematch here. It's going to be the Patriots and the Eagles in the Super Bowl. That's what I think is going to happen. Final score over there. It's going to be cold. It's going to be hard to move the ball. They only put up 15 points against Atlanta, and now this is a harder defense. I think this game goes 16-10, 16-13. But like I said, I crave myself to be inaccurate this week, and I want. Who am I rooting for? I'm rooting for Jacksonville and Minnesota. Two defensive juggernauts, defense wins championships mentality. Who do I think is going to win? I think the Patriots, and I think the Eagles. Unfortunately, like I said. But I think Tom Brady takes care of those punk asses in the Super Bowl, and Brady gets his fucking 27th ring or whatever it's been, because it's been absolutely mind-blowing how he can keep getting better as time goes on. That's going to do it for this episode of Destruction 101, episode 44. Like I said, a lot of updating and a lot of things I got going on right now. So I'm kind of surprised at myself for getting this done, but I needed to talk about it. We're going into the biggest weekend of the football year. We also have, there's UFC on that I'm going to miss because of Creative Pro New York, but I cannot wait. I'm excited to meet Christian. Get your tickets now, creativeprowrestling.com. Like I said to you before, brace for impact. The WrestlePro first show of 2018 at the Rahway Rec Center. Tickets are flying, and I've never seen it like this before. First row, second row, and almost third row sold out of this show. So get your tickets right now. You can follow me on all my social medias. Thank you so much for all the support. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, both the same, at Dave Sturcio. That's DaveSturcio. Find me on Facebook, facebook.com/ Dave Sturcio. Snapchat is the only destruction thing left. It's Dave Destruction 2. That's D-S-T-R-U-C-T-I-O-N. So it's destruction without the E. You can follow me on Snapchat as well. Please, 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 if you see a link for my my YouTube channel, please subscribe and follow me there as well. Thank you guys so much for listening. Be sure to tune in to all the podcasts that you see on the B-Plus Player Radio Network, all the podcasts on the Shining Wizards Network. Make sure you listen to the Pat Buck Wrestle Pro Show every week. Last week was a very, very interesting episode with Kevin Keenan. Love to hear a great come-up story like that, becoming a referee in the WWE, and also, you know, going forward. I'm very excited about Raw 25 coming up. A lot of nostalgia. I'm a big, big advocate on nostalgia with the old school stuff. I'm excited about that. Raw has been pretty cool. SmackDown's tonight as I record this, so I'll give that a gander as well. Maybe you should give Dave LaGreca a shout out over at Sirius Busted Open Radio on Sirius Radio. Make sure Busted Open Nation hears your voice. Tell him that you think Dave Sturcio should be the next co-host for Busted Open Radio. Why not? Why the fuck not? I'll see you guys next week.
Der hat mich zum Fressen gebracht.